keeps an eye on the news, then passes the latest information on to you. It's Jordan Verdadero. Weekday mornings on News Radio 890, 92.5, KDXU. Southern Utah's news talk leader.
3,490 feet is the minimum elevation at which the generators in Lake Powell can run. Gene Shawcroft, Utah's Colorado River Commissioner, says 3,525 feet was the buffer water leaders decided on to figure out solutions after record drought conditions.
As we get to that 3,525, it creates some red flags in how we are operating to make sure that we can protect the ability to generate power at the power plant.
The Bureau of Reclamation announced last Friday Lake Powell is declining below that number.
As the spring runoff occurs this year, it will bring those elevations back up above that 3,525. How far it comes up really depends on Mother Nature.
Shawcroft says today the average snowpack in the Colorado River Basin is at 92%. He's hopeful as more snow is expected in Utah this week.
The challenge we have in the upper basin is we only get what comes from the runoff, from Mother Nature. Whatever she provides is all we can tap into. We don't have a large storage reservoir above us.
He says there's enough water for this summer, but it's still a concern as there will be less in the lower basin this year.
And as the reservoirs continue to go down, then the amount of water that they can use goes down as well.
Surrounding water leaders are now working on solutions to implement later this year to maintain that elevation boundary so generators can run. Shawcroft says that includes releasing water from Flaming Gorge and Blue Mesa, as well as a number of bills and money this legislative session to go toward conservation. Reporting in St. George, Jordan Verdadero, ABC 4 News.